live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
There is some big news on the local baseball front. Former Emory High School manager Rob Smith is going to be moving over to coach the Carbon Dinos. He'll take over filling the vacancy which was left when Coach Jeff Cincineros announced his retirement last month, and now that creates a vacancy at Emory High School. We are going to talk to Coach Rob Smith, who is joining us right now in the studio. Coach, pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. Exciting news this week. You're the new head coach of the Carbon baseball program. First question, boy, that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? How excited are you now to be taking over here at Carbon?
I'm way excited. Good group of kids, good program, good community support. I'm way excited.
I know that you're familiar with the landscape of baseball in Carbon County. I've always felt like Carbon and Emory, I mean, there is a connection, even though we're talking about rivalries between sports, there is a connection. You know what's going on in the two counties. What was it about the Carbon job that enticed you to A, put in for it, and B, ultimately accept it?
The dedication from the kids. I saw a Facebook post by a couple of the seniors that said, hey, we're going to do open gyms. Even though we don't have a coach, we're going to take care of that. And that really stuck out to me, made me want to, that's the kind of kids I want to coach, is the ones that are dedicated and go want to get after it and go win a state championship. And that's what I see with the Carbon program.
I know that, with your time at Emory, I mean, you got to coach tremendous student athletes. I think that's one of the things that we're really blessed with here in the community. If it's Carbon, if it's Emory, we have terrific student athletes all the way around. There's no question.
Yeah, both sides, both Carbon, Emory, and you see it. They battle it out in every sport. Game in, game out, it's always competitive, and both sides have great athletes.
It wasn't that long ago we talked to a former coach, Jeff Cincineros, who announced his retirement in September. Have you had any conversations with Coach Cincineros? Has he been able to give you any advice moving over to Carbon? Any talks there?
No, not really. I kind of want to have an open mind with all the players and the way they play, and didn't really want extra thoughts for say. I want to go in with a clean slate and an open mind and ready to coach the kids.
As far as preparing now for the season, I know here we are in October. It seems like baseball just ended yesterday, but open gyms are not that far off, right? I mean, you guys actually got to get going on this relatively soon.
Yeah. We have the month of October, and then we go to moratorium till January. So it's going to be a quick get to know you guys, and then, hey, see you in 2 months. So
that quick get to know you guys, is that process begun yet? Have you had a chance to talk to the players?
I haven't yet. The school's still waiting for my background check, so as soon as that's done, we should be able to get together.
I talked to Principal Hardy yesterday. He gave us a quote talking about the hiring you and what he was excited about. Was the process nerve-wracking at all for you, especially being such a well-known name? I mean, if it's USU Eastern, if it's Emory, people know you with baseball in this area.
A job interview is always nervous. You never know what they're going to ask. I was nervous. But at the same time, I felt confident in what I could bring to the table.
As far as Principal Hardy is concerned, you guys sounds like you guys share the same vision for where you see the baseball program moving.
Yeah, and I haven't really talked to Hardy too much about it. Just the interview questions that they asked, and I felt like it went for what I see with the program and what I want to do with the program.
I don't want to ask you too many questions comparing Carbon and Emory. I don't think that's necessary here. But what I will ask is, from afar, you've seen the Carbon program over the last 5 years. What stands out to you? You talked about the kids' drive, but I mean, it just seems like it's been such a well-oiled machine over the last decade. This is a team that's always competing for a state championship. How? What is it about this program that puts them at that level?
It goes back to dedication. Both counties have great youth programs. Emory's a little more sparse on the youth programs. There's an age group here, an age group there, where the youth programs over here at Price are, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, all the way up to the senior class. They play year-round almost, if not, 50 games a year.
I know you don't head any of the Little League programs, but your son plays in Carbon, right? So you've been you've been around it. You've seen these youth programs. And so I guess when you mention that, I mean, it's firsthand experience.
Yeah. And, like I said, it's not just one age group here and there. It's, you know, from 8 years all the way to the high school level, there's teams playing and multiple teams at every age group. And I think that's the difference in Carbon and Emory. And, you know, there's a lot more kids to choose from.
Again, our guest right now, manager Rob Smith, who was officially announced as the new manager at Carbon High School for the baseball program yesterday. Coach, in 5 years around the high school game, how have you evolved? Where have you improved at in those 5 years?
My thoughts on that is how to understand the kids and see how they handle different situations. As a player in the olden days, coaches would yell a lot, and kids these days don't handle that well. So that's how I feel that I've evolved the most, is how to handle the kids and be positive and help them through the struggles of baseball. I told Hardy, baseball's a lot like life. There's going to be ups and downs. It's how you deal with them. And that's huge for me with life and with baseball, because if you shut down in baseball, it's going to be tough. Everything you do in baseball is going to be tough if you shut down or let your emotions overtake what you're doing. And so, stay positive in life and stay positive in baseball. And I feel like, that's where we'll grow.
As far as the growth over 5 years that you mentioned as a player, times have changed. I mean, going back and writing kind of the press release on the announcement of you taking the job, I mean, you played college ball beginning in 2007, came back 2010. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but the landscape has changed drastically within the last 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, and, it goes back to youth sports and travel baseball. You're seeing more competitive baseball at an earlier age. 8 years old is competitive baseball now, where, when I was a kid, it was against your friends in the community. Community, the baseball in this community is playing a lot of travel baseball, and they're getting better and better, and you're seeing it.
Definitely. I'm sure you've heard from parents in Carbon County. What's been the overall reception of you taking the job?
There's a lot of excitement, and it's both sides. Parents and me, I'm way excited to get rolling and get going.
As far as your staff is concerned, I know we're still a couple of weeks off from that, right? I mean, that's a whole process you have to go through within the district. I know the job openings are going to be here relatively soon. What are you looking for as far as assistant coaches?
Well-minded baseball guys, and there's a lot here in the community, and that's what I think is really awesome. Going forward, that's huge for me is having people that know baseball and want to be there. They want to make the baseball program better. And then being able to be there, the commitment level there as well.
How many assistants are you thinking that you'll have moving into next year?
I'd like to have four.
Why is that? Why that number?
I'd like to have two freshmen, sophomore coaches, and then also two varsity JV, including myself. So total of five.
With you overseeing the high school program, how important is it for you to have community involvement now in Little Leagues, in travel ball, really working all the way down? I mean, do you see coaches in this community, maybe those that aren't even on your staff, maybe as an extension of what you're trying to build at Carbon, I guess is the question?
Yeah, I do. It's really awesome. I have the opportunity to ref high school football and go ref in different places. Blanding is a great football school. Duchesne's a great football school. Their coaches are involved with the third grade. As soon as they start tackling, the coaches are involved. And you see that with their programs. They're good football programs, but it starts at a young age. And that's one thing that I think would be awesome to do with all the coaches is get together, introduce myself, introduce my theories, the way I work, the things I see with baseball, and get them to implement that into their program. So when they get to the high school level, they know what I want, they know what I expect, and, being ready to go that much easier.
You've got to be excited with the idea of having a pretty good group of kids coming back. I mean, this was a Carbon team that got all the way to the semifinals last year, finishing in third place. They were playing on the final day. It didn't work out too well against ALA, but they were right there for it. So when you look at the potential returners coming back this year, how excited are you for this group?
I'm way excited. They're all great kids. I haven't seen them from their side, but playing against them, they hustle, they work hard, they're classy, and, that's that's one thing I see in my program is I want to be classy and I want the kids to work hard, keep their mouth shut, and show them on the field, and that's what I like.
Last question before I let you go. For maybe a parent, someone in the community that loves Carbon baseball, doesn't know too much about Coach Rob Smith, what would you like them to know right out of the gate? Be it a philosophy, just basically your mission statement in a sense. What would you like them to know about you?
Going back to what I said earlier when we were talking here, baseball's like life. Enjoy it. Be positive and have fun. And that's, if we do that, baseball comes easier.
I look forward to speaking with you here relatively soon. I know when open gyms get off and rolling, we'll have plenty to talk about. I look forward to more conversations relatively soon. So thank you again for stopping by and congratulations.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's manager Rob Smith again of the Carbon Dinos taking out the time to join us. We've got to pause for just a moment. More coming up here on Drive Time Sports. It's Football Tuesday, and we'll dive into the NFL right after this.